The title of this course is Writing PSNC Student Learning Contracts. This course serves as session number 12 for the Personal Studies for New Christians Teacher Certification Training. There is a PowerPoint presentation and a note sheet to use as you listen to this tape. Visit the website iteenchallenge.org and go to the staff training section to locate this course and the list of items you can download to use for personal study or for teaching others in your ministry. This session was taped at the Regional Teachers Seminar in Lincoln, Alabama in October 2008. The presenter is Greg Fisher.
All right, this next session is Writing Student Learning Contracts. Now, there are a lot of different ideas of what a student learning contract is. And so we're going to talk about how to do this, and I'll also talk about some that I've seen that were not so good. But why contracts? Why should we even do contracts? First of all, focus study on major themes. Focus study on major themes. And I guess one of the main things that we talk about, well, there's the sense of accomplishment, number two. We don't want students just to sit there thinking they're doing busy work the whole time through the program. And a contract has a start point and a stop point, and there's that sense of accomplishment. I finished unit one, and there's the focus study. You know, it's on a particular topic. But if you don't have contracts and you're just constantly giving that student more lessons, it's like never ending. And none of us likes that kind of a thing. We like that sense of accomplishment that you can get with a contract. Provides flexibility for different academic levels. I was just at a center last week where they had contracts, but they were pre-written contracts and the same for everybody. So everybody went through the same stuff. And I don't think they were 1 month. They were 2 months long. 2 months long. And so we made some changes. And fortunately, I had the freedom to be able to suggest some changes there. But different academic levels. You can have students like the guy I just mentioned who had a very low reading level. Well, I had some students over the years that didn't know how to read the ABCs. And yet they still went through personal studies and group studies and graduated from the program. And of course, we did a lot of tutoring along the way, and we had people helping them. We had things on audio tape. The tests were all given. You know, somebody would read the test to them. It's amazing. Some of your students who have very low reading levels really have developed a good memory. And they can sit in your class and group studies and listen to the material and be able to pass the test. We put things on tape. I used to sit there and read the Bible in the simple version on a tape so that student could do their morning devotions, their Bible reading lesson. They could take the tape player and pop it in and listen to that chapter. And so there's a lot of different things that you can do. Of course, now they have book on tape or on CD and all of that kind of a thing, and computers can read it to you, and it makes it a lot easier. But there's a lot of things you can do. So you have different academic levels. I've had people with master's degrees and doctors come through our program. Pastors. I mean, so you can still give them challenging material. Different needs. So many different issues that students are dealing with, and you can address them using the learning contracts. Different interests. Some students are more proactive, and the contract will give you that opportunity to address their interests. You know, I'd really like to have more on marriage and the family. I'd like to have more on raising children and how to be a good father or a good mother to my kids. Well, a contract will give you that opportunity to include that kind of material. Different religious backgrounds, we've talked about that too. You have some students come in with zero religious background. And for the most part, that's even better than those that have had a religious background. But, you know, and then you get the guy that comes in who's Catholic, who really doesn't understand what in the world you're talking about. And that's where I was. when I teach the class, how can I know I'm a Christian? And I'm honest with our students saying, listen, it took me 4 years to figure out that I was saved. I was saved someplace between 1971 and 1974. Now, I didn't really know I was saved until 1974, but I was probably saved closer to 1971. But it took that period of time for me to figure it out because of where I was. And I can't just point to a day, that's the day I got saved. I probably said the sinner's prayer 100 times, but still didn't know what was going on. But I'm honest with my students and saying, listen, sometimes this is a process. Sometimes you won't know instantly that you're saved. But you keep seeking the Lord and you keep pressing on. And I know one day the Holy Spirit spoke deep in my heart and told me I really was a child of God. And I thought, wow, I really am saved. And that was a wonderful day. Complements your counseling ministry. I believe the best use of contracts is to work hand in hand with counseling. It's hard to do in some ministries. The first number of years that I worked in Teen Challenge, all of our personal studies teachers were also our counselors. And that worked out great. Because with issues that you're talking about in counseling, you could, again, address in personal studies on a contract. Things you're talking about in personal studies, you can talk about in counseling. And you're missing out, your counselors are missing out if they're not connected with personal studies. When you get to lessons like 305, Biography of My Family, you know, there's a lot of times students really don't want to dig into that. They don't want to talk about their family. Well, that's a great time for the counselor to, you know, please bring your 305 with you to your counseling session, and we're going to talk about some of these things today. So, and there's so many lessons like that that can be easily addressed, you know, between counseling and personal studies. Writing contracts. This is the how-to. How to write contracts. First, develop tools. Some of your centers, I'm sure, has some things, but there's more that you can do. A PSNC library. Now, this is different than your library that you have for students where they can just check out a book. This should be specific to your PSNC classroom, where you have books that you will be using to assign to students in their contracts. You may have some shelves there. Our ministries, we always had a library someplace else that students could pick books out to read, but the PSNC library was basically off limits. I mean, that was by assignment only. Now, there's times where we would say, as part of a contract, you can choose a book from such and such a shelf, and we had some biographies and things like that, and so we would let them choose, but again, that was by assignment. Lessons. Now, obviously, PSNC does have some lessons, 101, 102, and so on, the 200 series, the 300 series, but you can have so much more than that. And you need to find some things and develop some things and borrow some things from other ministries that you can use all the way through the program. Develop lessons. Now, I'm just going to stop right here while I'm thinking about it. I was at one center. Actually, they had sent a student to us. And I was looking at their contracts. And here there was Unit 1. And Unit 1 was Lesson 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, and 108, and 109. And Unit 2 was 201, 202, 203, 204, and Unit 3 was the 300s. Now, how in the world do you do 301 and 302? I don't know. But can you imagine how confused those students were? And I called the director and I said, hey, I'm looking at your contracts here that you sent with this student, and there's a few problems. He said, well, my teachers are certified. They say they're doing it by the book. And I said, well, they're not. And do you mind if I come and teach a little? I went and taught this class. And we did a little staff training there. But now, if any of you are familiar with personal studies, you know that there's definitely some problems, especially with the 101, 102, 103, 104. You don't do 103, 104, 105, 106. It's the answer from 102 determines which is the next lesson you go to. And if they're a Christian, they go to 106 and 108 and so on. So it was very confusing. I've been to some centers where all the personal studies is done without any teachers around. And they just hand in the stuff, and somebody comes in at night and grades it, and they never see the teacher. That's not the way to do it. I was at one center where they had a beautiful classroom all set up, but personal studies was done in the student rooms. And so if they had needed help from the teacher, they'd put a flag up at the door, and the teacher would run up and down the halls and go into each of the rooms. I said, man, your teachers are getting a lot of exercise here, aren't they? So there's a lot of different things you see different places. Part of that library is books. Part of it, videos, DVDs, audio tapes, CDs. Maybe it's a good sermon you heard. Maybe it's a David Wilkerson sermon. Maybe it's an article. Now, I put here tracts. Now, I'm not talking about tracts for evangelism. Some of you might remember years ago there was a ministry called Last Days Ministries. And Keith Green and Melody Green. Any of you ever hear of them? I'm hearing, yeah, okay, good. Well, they did a magazine called Last Days Newsletter, and later on they called it Last Days Magazine. Well, they had a number of really good discipleship articles in there. They were fantastic. And I love that stuff. And so when I started working in Teen Challenge, I started using those in personal studies. Because a lot of times they had they really hit the topic great in two or three pages, maybe four pages at the most. Instead of reading a whole book, you could read just a few pages and really cover that topic well. And they had hundreds of these. Well, I have good news for you. They are still available, and they are free. And you can download them. And I actually gave you that information in your notes, so you'll come to that eventually. But isn't that great? And it's a neat thing to use. Now, another thing I want to talk about here is contract questionnaires. Now, there are some in the personal studies thing. We've done some more work with it. But this is a great way to get input from your student as to what you can include on the next contract that you're writing. And we're going to look at some of those here in just a little while. A contract writing book. What I'm talking about here is a three-ring binder that has Unit 1. Well, Unit 1, sometimes we use a form for that because pretty much it is a standardized thing. But Unit 2, Unit 3, Unit 4, Unit 5, Unit 6, and so on and so forth, where a staff member, a teacher, can go to that and have ideas of what's available in your center that you can use for lessons, that you can use for tapes, CDs, you know, for the personal reading class, books that are available. And, of course, you can have other things besides that, but this is a great place when they're writing a contract. And we're going to look at what some of these things look like here. But to develop something like that where you can just go to this binder when you're writing a contract and have all kinds of ideas right there. Now, ultimately, I'd like to see this on software where you can actually do it on a computer and just print that out. So if any of you have ideas on how to go about doing that, that would be great. You know, a little drop-down menu where you can click and boom, there goes that lesson into the contract and you just print it off. Wouldn't that be nice? Here's a picture of a couple of the tracts that I was just talking about. Restoration Through Forgiveness, Doug Easterday. Do You Feel Like Giving Up? David Wilkerson. Some of you might have heard of him. Great stuff. And what I've done is actually downloaded some of these into a Word documents and just printed them off. And I even have a folder of those if you want to see what some of those things look like. But they're free. Let's look at Unit 1. Unit 1 is contract form. I say use a contract form or develop one. I didn't bring mine up with me. But typically you start out when a new student comes in with lesson 301. I'm here. And then you go on to lesson 101 and 102. And in our particular center, what we did all the time is during lesson 102, we'd introduce character qualities and also scripture memorization class. at some point during Lesson 102 or shortly thereafter. Give them the book, let them read through it, and then we'd show them how to do a character quality. And we, our center, we always started out with endurance. We thought you need the character quality of endurance if you're going to make it through Teen Challenge. So you need to learn that one first. And we would start out, the first scripture verse we always did was 2 Corinthians 5:17. And so, and we'd give them the cross and the switchblade. We would give them the book. You can buy them for a dollar a piece. I think the price went up. It's $1.03. Isn't that right for the new ones? So $1.03, you can give them the book. And a lot of students would come to us and say, this is the first book I've ever read all the way through. And it was great to hear that. 301, to get to know the student. Reading test. Dave mentioned it the other day. I used to test all of our students. And later on, I decided, you know, they'll know pretty quick in personal studies if they need a reading test. And so after a while, what happened is one of the teachers in personal studies would say, I think you need to test so-and-so to see where his reading level is at. And so then we test and take it from there. You know, adjust our contracts accordingly, send them to GED classes and have the teacher work with them on reading and things like that. Introduce the students to personal studies. Lessons, character qualities class, I just mentioned these things. Personal reading class. You know, and the reason I say introduce, don't just hand them a lesson here, do this. Tell them what this is about. You know, when you give them a lesson 101, for some that have grown up in church and have a church background, they're going to look at this and think, man, what are you giving me here? I know all this stuff already. And others, you know, I mean, and it's a different format. You know, they have to answer some questions and then have to put their flag up and have a teacher come and stuff like that. So explain to them what this is. But what I would always do is say, listen, everybody in here is coming from different backgrounds. Some have gone to church, some haven't. And we'd like everybody to start at the same place with the same foundation. And this is only going to be for a few weeks that you're going to have these lessons, and they might seem pretty simple, but we want everybody to start at the same place and learn these basic principles about what it means to have a relationship with God right from the start. And I never had anybody have a problem with that. But I think just that simple explanation like that, to let them know this is what we're doing right now. And of course, it gets buy-in. That, you know, they want to do it then. They want to learn these things. But if you don't explain it, you just throw it at them, that's not a good approach at all. Bible reading class. And I said here, explain the purpose of the lesson to the student. Now, you might have your Bible reading class as part of personal studies. Our centers, we always had that as a separate part. We use that as part of their personal devotions in the morning. We use the same format, but we just kind of separated it out of personal studies and used it that way. Units 2 and up. Gather information prior to writing the contract. Unit 2 questionnaire form. We're actually going to look at that here in just a little bit. Get feedback from staff, dorm staff, counseling staff, work evaluations. You can get feedback from a lot of different places. If you're sitting there thinking you know it all about that student, that student's going to miss out. Find out what's going on. Maybe you can talk about it briefly in a staff meeting. So-and-so is coming up for a new contract. Anything, any issues we need to work on? I mean, it doesn't have to be a long meeting or anything at all, but, you know, anybody see anything? You know, and get some feedback from your other staff. Meet with the student. How about this one? Pray. I always say we should have that first on there. Before we go to this, it's not backing up. There we go. I want to mention that ideally personal studies is designed to have one contract per month. I've been places where they're 2 months long, 3 months long. You're missing the idea of a contract. You know, it's to have that starting point and stopping point, that sense of accomplishment. So, you know, it might seem like a little bit more work to have to do it more often, but I mean, I think it's really worth it to see the benefit of this particular concept, and certainly worth it to your student. All right, I'm going the wrong direction. Here we go. This is parts of a contract questionnaire that we had for Unit 2. And it gave the theme. And this is something that we would hand the student right as they finish Unit 1. As they're wrapping up. We did 108 as part of Unit 1. 109 we bumped up to the relationship contract, Unit 4. So while we get this, tell them that the purpose of the Unit 2 is to come to a clear awareness of how God wants us to see ourselves, become more aware of how we presently see ourselves. And we have some instructions here. List 5 character qualities that will help you, that you would like to work on. Do the circled questions, the self-evaluation worksheet. We have a worksheet that comes from personal studies for this. And we'd have them answer the following questions. And so we had a number of self-image type questions that were there. And so when a teacher would start to work on the contract, they could look at this worksheet and get a lot of different ideas. And after the worksheet was done, they may even sit down with the student and talk about these things, get some further feedback. Now, the 5 we mentioned about, let me back up another one here. We mentioned about 5 character qualities. Now, we didn't give them 5 character qualities. We usually maybe gave them 2 or 3. And we might pick from the list that they had, and we might not. But it gave us some input from the student as to what their interest is. Now, here's the contract. In lessons in Bible studies, scripture memorization class. Now, here's actual what I call the contract writing book. And these are portions of the page that we had for the contract writing book. Now, you have this in your notes too, right? This stuff is in your notes? It is? Okay, good. And so we would say contract should be 4 weeks long. Goals. And what we did is we gave examples of goals. Now, a teacher might take one of these directly and put it on that contract, or might use it just as an idea. But I know that used to be one of the hardest things for me, is to sit there and try to write some goals on this contract. That was really hard. I wanted a list of goals that somebody had so I could get some ideas of where to go. And so we had a lot of goals there. And then lessons and Bible studies. Now, the lessons part of the contract, this is a little confusing, but the way I looked at it, of course, Unit 1, it was Lesson 101, 102, and so on. But when we got to this part, a lot of our lessons were book-based. And I looked at it this way. I would call a book a lesson if it had a study guide with it or maybe questions after each chapter. And so I looked at that book as a lesson. And so like the book Improving Your Self-Image, Dare to Be Different, all of these had a study guide type thing with them. Now, we just listed a bunch of different books that could easily be used in this contract. The student might only have one that's assigned to them, but it gave us an idea of what's available in our library. The center that I was at last week, they really didn't have a personal studies library. They did have a big library in a different part of their ministry. And so a week ago today, my wife and I and the personal studies teacher went to that library, and we started going through book by book in that library. And we were pulling out books left and right and throwing them on a table. And then what we did is went through all of those books and separated them, Unit 2, Unit 3, Unit 4, Unit 5. And we, just by doing that, came up with a really good personal studies library for this teacher to start out with. Now, it was a fortunate thing that they had a lot of good books there. But then I sat down and gave him a list of books that I found were very helpful in what we were doing in our ministry, and he had a men's center there too. So they were able to, I said, you might not be able to buy these right now, but look for them, look at a used bookstore, go online, wherever you might be able to get these, because they'd be very helpful in writing some of these contracts. Lessons. Now, personality test, that came from an older book, Florence Lightower, and it was kind of a neat little thing. Well, guess what? We ran across that book in their library last week. So I was able to actually show him, this is what we were talking about here, and might be something that you might want to do. We also mentioned check out the worksheet file. We Dave, what's the name of the author that had Waylon Ward, was that it? And Wayne Mack, was it? The Bible and Counseling, Waylon Ward. It's an older book, but it's basically Bible studies that are done topically. You know, maybe dealing with forgiveness or fear or whatever. And it's a Bible study. And you buy the book, and it gives you the freedom to make photocopies of all of these different lessons. So you only have the expense of buying this book one time. And so we had a whole files of these worksheets. And so a lot of times we would look there and, hey, this is a good lesson for this student. And we'd pick that out. You may have developed lessons by yourself, or other staff in your center may have done that. And so have these available in your classroom. Of course, the 200 and 300s. Now, they're not there to assign every single one to every single student, but they're there to be used as needed in the ministry. And you may even have a student do the same lesson once or twice. You know, if they have an issue with a certain thing, well, hey, maybe they need to do the showing respect lesson more than once to finally get it right. Because they are, when somebody does those lessons, they choose a particular situation that they're talking about in that lesson. So they can be used more than once, even. Character qualities. Here's what the instructions we had. Choose at least two. Check the student's list. If a student is having major trouble with one particular area, we can choose one for him, that even though it's not on his list. And then scripture memorization. We had a bunch of verses that we kind of recommended. Now, it says choose two or more depending on the student's ability. But then we gave a couple of words of each verse so that the teacher at a quick glance could see which verses these were. And that really helped us out. Personal reading class. We had books that were listed there. We had tracts. Again, these are these discipleship articles that I mentioned. And so these were all different things that the teacher who's writing the contract could take a look at and choose from. And CDs, DVDs, etc. And then we get to contract three. Now, let me just stop here. Am I losing anybody? Is everybody okay? Do you know what I'm talking about? Additions to this, ideas, questions, comments? Anybody? You don't have that in there? Oh, sorry. Okay. What we need to do in the future is tell everybody to bring a flash drive, and I can give you all this kind of thing. Just pop it on your, or if you're interested in seeing some of this, you can send me an email and I can email it to you. I have my email address. My email address is Greg, G-R-E-G-G, dot Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, at teenchallenge.cc. And I'm not going to go through this whole thing here, but this, again, is Unit 3 contract. Bondage breaker, pursuit of holiness, experiencing God, quiet time, prayer worksheets, scripture memorization. Now, one of the things that we did in our class, in our center was we felt like it was important that we address sexual issues. And we started using the book, Every Man's Battle, or Every Young Man's Battle. Also, sometimes we would use the book, At the Altar of Sexual Idolatry. And I think a lot of men's centers probably do use those things. But, of course, a book like that is an awful lot of stuff to try to do in 1 month. And so many times we would run a couple of different contracts, two or three contracts with that. But we would assign a certain number of chapters for Unit 4, certain number of chapters for Unit 5, certain number of chapters for Unit 6. So it wasn't like they had this whole book, but we wanted to still see a certain level of accomplishment in each of these units as we moved along. And typically what we wanted to do is have the counselor be aware that they're working on this too, so that this could also be addressed in counseling as we would get to some of these books. Certainly, some of the issues with sexual abuse and things like that when we have books like that, we wanted a counselor to be available in those things. Now, many times, we were fortunate. Our classroom, our learning center, had a little lounge area right across the hall. And so a lot of times when you were starting to talk with a student about something in class and you thought, you know, we need to talk about this a little bit more, we'd say, well, let's just step across the hall, and we'd sit down in some nice, comfortable sofas, and you could easily have a counseling session. Now, that's because we had more than one teacher in personal studies. We had, typically, most of our staff were certified. And even though we had a total of 20 to 24 students in the program, we usually had four or five personal studies teachers. Now, I see some places where they're trying to get by with one teacher with 40 students. Ideally, it's supposed to be one teacher to every five students in personal studies. That might not be the case, but and you know what happens when you don't have enough teachers? And I find this over and over again, is the teacher starts developing shortcuts. And those shortcuts become permanent. And that's the way we do personal studies in our center. And it's like what I just mentioned earlier, how this one center had the situation of, you know, they just had a form that they handed out for each contract. And it was a standardized contract because they didn't have time to write contracts. And that was the same center that said, you know, character qualities, step six, don't worry about those goals. You know, and the student is the loser for those things. What I did last week is when I was at the center, I said, you know, the director walked in and I said, you know, this teacher's going to need some help in here. And he said, what do you mean he's going to need some help? I said, well, right now he only has 10 students, but you're planning to go up to 70 students. He's going to need a lot more people certified in personal studies if you're going to expand your program to that. And well, that's a good question. And a lot of it depends on the student's abilities. When we looked at the thing for the contract writing form for Unit 2, I had books on there that were very easy and short, and I had books that were a lot more detailed. And it depended on the student's ability. I love the book that that Josh McDowell had on self-image. And I can't remember what the title is. It had three different titles over the years. But Seeing Yourself as God Sees You, I think, is the title. A wonderful book. But I wouldn't give that to somebody who had a lower reading level. There was another one called Dare to Be Different, and that was an easier book for somebody that had a lower reading level. So we would kind of determine it that way. And you don't always have to give them the entire book. You can choose some chapters. Another book we used a lot was a book called Honesty, Morality, and Conscience. And it had a study guide with it. Great book and great materials. But there's a lot of times we would pick a few chapters out of there and ask a student and assign that on a contract, not the entire book. Because sometimes the chapters were appropriate for that particular contract. And so there's a number of different ways you can do that.
Did I understand correctly to say that you may assign a book, say, on Unit 1, and you would assign this many chapters of that book?
Right.
The same book on Unit 2.
Extended into another contract. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, like I said, be specific as to how many chapters you want them to do on each of those, yes. And so that way the contract is still a starting point and a stopping point, and they've accomplished that. And it keeps them on track to what they're doing. Otherwise, they get to this last contract, and, you know, I'm only on chapter 2 in that book. It's like, uh-oh, now we really have a problem here. Relationships, contract 4. And we'll just look at this briefly here. What we like to do is do lesson 109 and then 305. And here we mentioned the Honesty, Morality, and Conscience book. I had one guy leave the program one time. and he was court-ordered, so he was a fugitive when he left. And he ran off with the book, Honesty, Morality, and Conscience. We couldn't believe it. And here we talk about every man's battle and gave some instructions to the teachers on that. Every young man's battle, sexual idolatry, and things like that. But, you know, there's a lot of books. I mean, there's so much that can be used, and I'm sure there's many, many more things. If you are wanting to build up your library, what I would say is talk to another center. If you're a men's center, talk to another men's center and say, hey, what do you use for Unit 2? What do you use for Unit 3? We would love to have all of these kinds of things someday on our website where you can just go and say, hey, these are great resources for this unit. Other centers have found these to be great lessons and books and tapes and things like that. We talked earlier about other ministries starting up. We had a ministry that was starting up in our city, and it was a women's ministry. And they came to us and asking us for advice. And it wasn't a teen challenge. The board had formed, and they, you know, been working at this for some time. And when they came to Teen Challenge, and we started talking to them about our curriculum and talking to them about, you know, the structure of the program, it wasn't too long after our conversations that they said, you know, we need to be a Teen Challenge. This would really help. And we were happy for it. And so they became a Teen Challenge. And it was a lot of fun for me to be able to go over there, and then later my wife started helping with their personal studies and just and developing things, and also their group studies. And we even taught over there at different times. But we were able to share with them what we use. And then they started getting materials and adding more materials because it was a women's center and we weren't using some of the same books and things. And so I was able to find out what worked with them and share that with other ministries. And so, you know, that's the way you really find out. And it'd be great if we can even take some time at the end of this to talk about that. If some of you are interested in what people have or what you're using in different contracts. Let me see if there's anything else here. No, that's it. So that's what we want to do now. Talk a little bit about that. We still have a few minutes. Lunch isn't until 12:15. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have just a few.
You have a few things to wrap up? Well, let's just see if there's any other.